I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash
cool! Easy, boy. You impressed
me, boy. Mash cool!
Monster mash cool! Monster mash cool!
Monster mash cool! Hello, and good times your day to you, wherever you must be. We've changed our clocks here in the UK on Halloween, so happy Halloween to you all. And if you're in Australia, you would have had it yesterday. crazy, isn't it? The way the world turns, but there you go. Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker. With Monster Mash, originally released in 1962 and re-released again and made a hit twice. I think on one occasion it hit number one. So maybe not in 62, but certainly at one point it got to the number one spot on Halloween, would you believe? I always remember buying it because I didn't buy it in 1962, but I did buy the stereo version when it was re-released. Oh, there you go. Happy days. Right. Yes, doing disco on Halloween. Right, let's get on with it then. So we're going to say hello to Kelly.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
So Kelly, it's the first time that you've been with me on a Halloween show, yeah?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. But we'll try and fit some more music in later if we get a heavy talk today. So, yeah. But I think we've done our bit there with that piece of music. It's an old one, but a good one. Okay, right. Let's see where we're going. See.
Hi, Ken. Good evening. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
Do you have a lot of trick-or-treaters where you are?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, more than that, there's been a lot of young people going to parties and in the streets. Yeah.
So, what is your question?
Well, I don't have a question. You always tell me what I need to know the most. So, yeah, what spirit brings in is what I need to know more than what questions I have in mind.
Well, you got your grandmother on your mom's side is with you today, and she's showing me who baked the apple pie.
It was her.
Okay, well, she's showing me a lovely apple pie with homemade, you know, the pie crust, and it's just overflowing. And she, her, what's the connection with May and her? The month of May.
I'll think about it. Because her birthday is April.
And then she's showing me a peony. So that's an important flower for you. Okay. And peony symbolizes love and joy. And then I'm hearing that childhood rhyme, Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Yeah.
Climbed up the water spout. I keep hearing that over and over and over.
Yeah.
And they're showing me a new beginning, a new opening. And do you have a tablecloth of hers?
I do.
Yeah, because she's showing me that. Boy, your grandma's all around you today.
Yeah.
And then who, I don't know if they're alive or dead, I just get names. Do you know Rebecca?
I do, from work.
Okay, well, you're going to hear from Rebecca.
Yeah.
So that's an important thing. And you're going to have, she's telling me something about sweet treasures. So you're going to be looking through stuff and find stuff that you haven't thought about in years and years and years. And there's, they keep showing me like the Nutcracker or something. I think somebody will gift you with tickets to the Nutcracker. Because they keep showing me that, and I keep seeing, you know, a tiny dancer in a music box. Do you have one of those?
No, I used to.
Oh, well, that's your symbol that they're talking about, you know, the past.
Mm.
But what you're doing is you're purging and you're getting rid of things that don't serve you anymore, and then you'll have a clean slate. That's what they're telling me. So, new beginning, clean slate. Yay. And are you thinking of changing your hair? Because there's like a new hairdo for you.
No, you keep getting it very often. I don't have much hair left.
Well, something's gonna happen where nothing bad, but you can change your hair. You might, frost it different or cut it different.
Yeah.
Symbolizing the new beginning. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna incorporate more bright colors into your wardrobe. So that's what I'm seeing. Wow, all these names. There's a live person named Robert or Bobby. So that's going to be important for you, too.
I'm planning to make an investment in the next few days.
You're planning to make a what?
An investment in the next few days. I'm waiting
for
the
right. Oh, you always have good spidey senses with that. Trust your gut.
Do you see the opportunity coming in the next few days, within the next 7 to 8 days, or would it be longer?
Oh, I see you. You know, yeah, you're going to do it within the next few days, within few as three.
Yes, three.
So there's a three around it.
I'm waiting for the price of a few items to fall that I want to buy into.
You want to buy stock?
Something similar to that in the next few days. Yeah. Do you see that happening in the next
You have three good, days? Like I said, you're going to do that within the next 3 days. You have good spidey senses, so you have to follow your own gut.
Yeah. Did you say 3 days?
And you usually do pretty good with stuff. You know when to get in, when to get out, when to do it, when not to do it, and all that.
I know theoretically that I haven't done much.
I'm sorry, what?
I haven't done much. I know them theory-wise. I haven't done much so far. This will be the first time I'll be jumping in.
Well, you got to trust your own self. That's not my forte. You have, whenever you've done it, you've done okay. And you're frugal. You won't bet the farm. It's like you always pay your bills first and everything, and it's like... And you have everything, you're getting your ducks in a row, they're saying. So there you go. I hope that helped you. I know there isn't much to tell you because we do readings about every week, so.
We do. Do you see this, the investment that I'll do in the next few days, do you see them growing over the next few months?
Well, you're going to be okay. So that's what they're telling me. It's like, and like they say, you're always good at what you do. You have good senses. That's all they're telling me on that.
Yeah. You said I need somebody from the past, relationship wise.
Yeah, be open.
I will. Do you get anything more about the person?
No. What I told you about, that thing. See, energy don't change that much. Energy don't work. Speed of light. Gotta let it have time to happen.
Maybe. You said 15 years. I thought probably it would be 15 months.
Yeah. It hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet. I'll let you know if it does.
Having a terrible time hearing you. Let me... Yeah, what I told you before, you know, it hasn't changed.
No.
Yeah. So, just... There we go.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. You have a...
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thank
and
you, Dave.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Dave. Oh, well, I think everybody, you know, around the globe, they kind of celebrate Halloween now, pretty much, because it's become an international thing, hasn't it, really, over time, yeah, so it's like, yeah, and the children enjoy it, so, you know, I can remember going out there myself, trick-or-treating, you know, so you can't do so much of that now, because of obviously, you've got all these COVID rules around us, and for the last 2 to 3 years now, nobody's been able to do anything. So, and you've got to be so careful with children today, you know. But I know a lady that said that she only knocks the doors of houses that have actually got things in the window. She doesn't knock any other doors. And that way you don't disturb anybody, you know, and yeah. So I thought, well, okay, that rules about half the street out, because I only seen one house with Halloween decorations. Right then, so let's see. We've only got a short call queue at the moment, but that was probably because of myself. We did put this show out at 10 p.m. this evening, thinking that we might not be able to get here because of the clock change. And then we changed it back quite rapidly before the 15-minute deadline. So we're lucky to have anybody here at all. Okay.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
When I called in, it said it wasn't starting for 2 hours. It's like, oh, dear.
Oh, I know, yeah. I did that, Kelly, because have you changed your clock yet?
No, we do it tonight.
Oh, tonight. Ah, right. So, yeah. Okay. So, right
at
there.
5 o'clock here.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, I'm with you, I'm with you. Right, so yours don't change until later. Yeah, right. Okay, then. Holly.
Hello.
Hello, happy Halloween.
You too. Very staticky line today.
It must be on your end.
No, it's the whole show. Since I was called in on hold, it was staticky.
Oh, okay.
But anyway... I'm working at a different property. Is a management company that I work for going to lose this property because they're not managing it well?
Oh, they're getting fined and they're a mess.
Yeah, it's a hot mess. That's why I'm working on a Sunday. I'm at work.
So, yeah, they are, because they've been warned. After X amount of warnings, it gets investigated.
Yeah. How long until they lose it? Because that's my extra hours, so I'm just wondering.
Well, it's going to, I don't know, if it might happen before the holidays. How shitty for the people who live there, because they have all kinds of code violations and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to have to move out. Yeah.
But it's a hot mess.
Yeah. Okay. Do you see me getting more hours in the future at a different property?
Yeah, you're going to go to nicer places. You aren't going to be with the places that you're... You'll go straight to something better. You know, but don't cut your nose off to cut, spite your face.
But I'm going to stay with the same company, right?
Yes, it feels like... No, I think it's a different one.
Oh, because I like where I live a lot. It's a good neighborhood.
Well, there's other companies that do other properties where you live. They're not the only people, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All righty.
But I see you getting, you know, like, true historic apartment building that's ran by a better company. I mean, they keep stuff nice. They redo it. They paint. They do like they're supposed to do. And they're a joy to work for.
Okay.
They're happy to have you because you're a good, but you're going to have to get a different license added onto you. I don't know what that is, but I think they'll help you pay for it, but you got to take a test and get it.
Okay.
So. But, yeah, that'll probably happen beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I don't see anything happen holiday.
No. And why is it ran so poorly? I mean, what's going on?
The right
hand.
They
have a lot of.
What luck is doing, and they don't give a flying flip. Don't want to spend money. They charge the people all kinds of money. But they don't. You know,
well, low income, so they don't really.
People don't do like they're supposed to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Things are. There's no schedule for maintenance.
Yeah, that's a fact. Okay, so anything else you see?
Well, you have an aunt on your mom's side that's with you.
Oh, okay.
And there's like a giant M, an initial M around that. You have, she gave all the girls earrings, so you have earrings that were given to you by her.
That's my grandmother.
But there's also an aunt.
Okay.
And who is it that had a donkey, owned a farm and had a donkey?
I don't know that one.
All right, ask somebody who's old.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of farm people in your family, way back.
Oh, okay.
And are you thinking of upgrading your car? Because there's a chance to upgrade next year.
Yeah, my credit's kind of bad right now, so I'm not even thinking about it.
You know, but there's the chance you'll find a good deal.
Because
you need to be able to haul stuff.
Yeah, I have a van right now.
Yeah. I see more of a SUV crossover thing.
Okay.
And you're doing good with your spirituality. You're really delving into that, and you're right on the money 99.9% of the time when you listen to it.
Yeah.
So follow it because you're usually right.
Yeah.
And then I see you get together with a couple of girlfriends that you grew up with. You're going to be able to have
fun.
Like a girls' weekend and have fun doing that. Let's see what else. Do you know anybody named Valerie?
Not that I can think of right now.
Well, she's an alive person, and she's going to be an important name for you. So, Valerie.
Okay.
And let's see what else we got. Oh, you're going to get a cute little throw-on dress. You're going to find it on sale, and it's just a neat throw-on dress.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to get a new bathrobe, and it'll be all snuggly.
I do need a new bathrobe.
I see a new snuggly bathrobe.
Thank goodness. And do you see me talking to Joey? Oh!
Happy Halloween.
You too. Bye now.
Go on. Finish what you were saying, Holly. Go on. Carry on.
I was just asking if she sees me talking to Joey again.
Off and on.
Okay. So no getting back together?
No.
Okay.
That ship has sailed.
Okay. That's all.
Sorry about that.
No, it is what it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Ollie. Right. Our little bell comes in handy. So we've got our little timer here that nobody sees, and it works quite well. Okay. Right. Only four people in the call queue. We might actually leave early, ladies and gents, because we're not expecting too many people this evening, really. It's probably because of my fault, the clock change thing. We did, like I said, we originally put the show up for 10, thinking that we meet up with a different time with Kelly there. And Kelly already anticipating things. Nothing changed. So it's still the same. Because, you know, I think what throws us out is that sometimes people will change before us, or we change like the week before, and it kind of throws things out for about a week. But we usually catch up again. Anyway, I think what we'll do, we'll take a break, take a little piece of music, perhaps. We haven't got all Halloween music, by the way. We only play come in with one. So we'll find something for you. But if we don't take a break, like, we're going to be out of here in the next 20 minutes, and we don't really want that. We want to get at least the hour, yeah?
When I'm feeling weak, all I have
You know, I was just having a look at something here, and I'm looking at a picture of that my daughter has put up on Facebook, where you see my second eldest boy there in the right of the picture, and then underneath that is my wife, and then. There's two other pictures below where she's holding the latest grandson. And then on the left of the picture, there's like a double fold of the latest grandson with my great-grandson. Isn't that these lovely pictures? There. But you'll see the one picture there, it's like it makes me think that, okay, almost like recognition as the wife looks at him. It's like, hello, don't I know you from somewhere? You know, it's like, because I know that babies talk in very much sign language, believe it or not, they have little signs that they do, and it's very, very interesting, because if I'm not mistaken, he is got his hand up there and he's making the letter C in sign language, which is kind of like, hello, Carol. You know, it's crazy because I've only just clocked on it. I've only just noticed it, but he's actually making the letters say in sign language. It's like recognition, like I know you. We've met before. Yeah, crazy. Okay. Let's see where we're going then. Brittany.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your question, sweetie?
Just was seeing if any of my any messages from any relatives or come through today?
Well, there's somebody with a giant E name that I'm hearing. So who's
that?
E? Giant E.
Okay, J-E, okay.
And then your great-grandma on your dad's side is with you.
Okay.
She's showing me a whole jar of buttons. So I don't know what's up with the buttons.
Okay.
Did she say buttons?
I'm not sure. I didn't know her.
Oh, is there anybody alive who you can ask?
I can ask my dad.
Yeah. It's always hard when you don't know your dead people.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing good. You're getting out and about. You're going along. You found a really neat coffee shop. Have you done that yet? I see a really neat coffee shop.
Not yet. I was actually thinking about relocating again.
You just got there.
Yeah, I did.
What would it be? Work-related?
No, just trying a different place.
So it's within that state?
No, I was thinking about Florida.
So it'll take you a minute to save the money. You'd be more towards the panhandle if you go.
I'm sorry, where is the panhandle?
More towards the panhandle.
Florida. Panhandle.
Florida.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I'm seeing. But you won't do that for like 6 or 7 months.
Okay. Do you think this is a good location for me? I mean, does it feel like?
Well, I can't promise you anything. You have to like it.
Yeah. So.
You get where you want to think you want to go, and then you get disheartened with it, and then you're like, okay, I'm off again.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Do you, any more messages that come up for me?
Well, you gotta find peace with yourself. You're a rambling, you grow no moss on your feet. You're always looking for better, better, better.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to put risk down sometime.
Yeah. That's true. What about in the love department?
Well, you think about it, but you aren't open to it yet because you got a list. If they don't fit your list, you're over it in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Got to learn to be a little bit more open because you're letting a lot of nice guys go.
Okay.
Because you're being looked at, but you don't notice. You're so task-oriented, hon.
Yeah. I have a couple of job offers where I'm at. Do you see me staying where I'm at or going somewhere else with my
job?
Well,
there's a lateral move that you can make. And it would be a little bit more money.
Are you saying within the same company or?
Boy, you're garbled out. The phone is totally goofing up.
I said with the same company or with another company.
I can't understand you at all.
Can you hear me now?
Nope. You're all garbled.
Okay. How about now?
Nope. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That must be some blog talk. My goodness.
Well, you're sounding really clear.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Blog talk is goofing up.
Ken, can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Yay.
Okay.
All right.
I was
so
just saying, is it with the same company or with another company?
It's a lateral move with the company you're in.
Okay. And should I take the new offers? That's come. I have two new ones.
Well, you're going to make more money.
Okay, with the two new offers.
And they really like you because you do work.
At my current company?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're a good worker.
Okay. And do you see anything else for me?
working on getting established where you are, and you're learning your work.
Okay. And what about the guy that I'm currently talking to?
Have you guys gone on a date yet?
Yeah.
You don't sound too thrilled.
He's cool. I like him.
Oh, okay. Well, as I see, you know, going out to dinner, I see maybe a movie. Dinner and a movie.
Okay.
And you mutually like each other.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Brittany. All right. I'm looking at, we might take another piece of music because it's a very slow build-up to this show this evening. And we want to, like I said, make at least the hour, if possible, if not longer. Looking at just two people in the call queue left at the moment. And hopefully we'll drum up a couple more. But obviously, I think that it's not just the children that actually enjoy Halloween, but a lot of the parents do as well, of course. And they're out doing things. And if they're not out, you know, getting things in ready for Halloween parties, because I know of the time differences there in the States where you are, because it's like 9:45 here in the evening, and you know, you'll be like maybe 5 or 6 hours behind us there where you are, depending on what state you're in or what city you're in there. Yes, there are states and cities in the USA. We forget that sometimes, but, you know, I think I know my son went out last night with his friend. You know, it's like come back at like 6 a.m. When they close, and then he got back home for about 8 a.m. this morning. So, you know, it's like an overnight thing. But a lot of people going out again this evening. But it's mainly done the night before when it's on a weekend, because obviously getting up for work on Monday morning, you know, it's kind of, yeah. And, you know, the excuses come, oh, I forgot to change my clock. Right, we'll have that piece of music and see what happens next, shall we? Okay. Now, let's see what we've got for you. We've got a lot, really. I could say old songs. We need some new music in, but we do with what we've got. So we try to get by with what we've got in the studio. And if anybody's got any suggestions, do let us know, yeah? So, okay. Ah, okay. Well, why not? We'll have this one. Okay.
Oh,
Oh, well, it kind of worked. We got one adage to the call queue. We got a 916 area code there. It's just signed in. So that's nice, but adding to the call queue. It means that we might be able to hit 90 minutes if we don't hit the full 2 hours, but yeah, we'll see. I'm sure it will get better. Right then, so on we move. We'll bring Kelly back in, and we should be with Karen in Chicago.
Hello.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloweeny.
Yes. My question is, Tuesday I had surgery, and I'm recuperating at home very well, and I usually work from home, but my boss hasn't reached out to me. I plan to reach out to him on Monday to see if he has any extra projects that I could do from home, and I'm wondering if you see him having something.
He'll work with you a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, because he's been quite quiet, so I wondered if his projects were ending.
Well, there isn't a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it'll be enough to keep you going.
Okay. Okay. And I'm just wondering what else you see for me on this Halloween day. It's been very quiet. I waited by the window, but I'm in a new place and there were no kids. The only door I opened was for my mother that came in. So just kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty quiet area.
I don't know
area.
If you'll have children where you are or not.
Yeah,
I don't
think
so. I don't get a
whole lot
of kids around.
No. No. I think the church threw a party yesterday and that kind of kept all the kids occupied, so they didn't bring them back out to the area.
They went elsewhere to do Halloweeny.
Yes, yes, yes. But I'm wondering if you have any other messages for me or anything.
You're doing okay. You're going to heal.
Yes.
You needed to have this done.
Yes.
But you need to be gentle with yourself because you get in a hurry. You don't want to undo what's been done.
Yes.
So you need to calm down. And not get in a rush. And you'll get used to where you are. After you, it's going to take a little bit longer than you think to heal. So just be gentle and careful with yourself.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to go on. But slow and steady is the rule.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm not used to staying home, you know, on the weekends. I'm used to going out shopping and moving around. I mean, I have, but I just kind of, I don't feel, I'll just kind of just rest, you know, move around in the house, but not go out in the street so much. Yeah, so you're right about that. Yes.
But you'll be able to get back to regular activities and doing stuff probably by, January, you'll be feeling pretty good.
Yes. Okay. Okay, that's what I was hoping as well. Yeah.
Now,
go ahead.
Are you dating?
Yes, yes. I have a boyfriend, and
yeah.
He's been coming around a lot more. We've been going for breakfast. He picked me up from the hospital, took me shopping. Yeah, he's been really helping up and stepping up.
Yeah, he's there for the long haul. He's a keeper, hon.
Yes, yes, yes. He bought dinner. And, yeah, he's been calling on me. I think he's more worried about everything than I am. But, yeah, I've been on top of everything, taking me to the laundry or doing the laundry. So, yeah, he's been really stepping up, which has been a big help.
He loves you very much, and you love him. So it's mutual admiration.
Oh, yes.
Society.
Yes. 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 I just saw him yesterday, and he called today, and he calls about 2 or 3 times a day. if he's at work, he calls. So
he really,
I'm very happy.
He really cares for you.
Oh yes, he told me that. Yes, yes.
But you're in a good space in your life.
Oh yes, definitely. Yes, right now, yes. Yes.
And you're
very
doing
peaceful,
better than
quiet.
You've been in a long time. You have, you know, you won't ever be poor. You won't ever be houseless. You won't ever be without food. You're doing good.
Yes.
And then you're getting old lady fund situated. Do they do matchy-matchy? I'm seeing a match with your 401k.
No, that may be his 401k. Mine was cashed in several years ago when I left my company, but that could be his. He's got a bunch of different types of accounts like that, but I don't have any time.
Well,
for
I
that
see
anymore.
You eventually down the road having another job where they match your 401k.
Oh. Okay.
And then that'll probably be the work that you retire from.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I do have a company in mind that I want to go to, but I'm open to any company, but that probably won't be until maybe sometime next year after all of this.
You know, but I do see you working for a company so that you get money saved up for, you know, when you're older, and you'll enjoy
it.
There you go. Then you'll still do your side stuff.
Yeah, I have this job for now because I don't have to go out. I can just work from home. But I'll usually have some side businesses as well, selling purses or bags or scarves. I always have something on the side.
Well, you always do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any messages from anyone from the other side?
You have a grandpa on your dad's side that's with you.
Oh, okay.
You know. Did he walk with a limp?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's their acknowledgement. That's your grandpa. And then somebody is whistling. Who whistles?
Dad, I don't know.
Well, ask somebody who's alive.
Uh-huh. Male or female?
Feels like a male.
Male? Oh, could be my other grandfather then, maybe.
Okay. So they're with you.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. That's my other grandfather. There's a train that has a whistle that every time during the evening, during rush hour, that whistle goes off and my mom says, my dad's coming home. Yeah, you're correct. That's my other grandfather.
Well, there
the
you
train
go.
That
that's confirmation.
Yes.
So your dead people are with you.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's good. It's good to hear.
Well, that's about all that I can tell you right now.
Okay. Okay. That
Thank
sounds
you.
Good. Sounds good. Thank you. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly.
Again, I got trick-or-treaters around. Can we cut early?
Sorry?
I got trick-or-treaters.
You've got trick-or-treaters at the door. We'll take a break then. Yeah, go on. Yeah, go and give them something. If you've got something
All right, I'll
for
give them
Kelly.
Candy.
Yeah, if you've got something for them, we'll put a piece of music on. Ah, oh, bless. Isn't that nice? Yeah, this, I like, you know, the steak trick or treat. Yeah, because... Okay. Pardon? Yeah, it's all right. Right, so we're just waiting for Kelly to go to her door and come back. Trick-or-treaters at the door want to give him some candy. And, you know, I think that's good. He needed to say, look after the children. And, you know, I think it's... the world, you know, it's kind of been shaken for them, hasn't it? And they deserve everything, don't they? Of course they do. Right, so, yeah. I was just asking a message there on Facebook, and are you going to be calling back? Because if not, it's like we've kind of finished the show early. And we don't have a calling, and we don't really want to do that. So just bear with me. Okay. Kind of strange that one. I I'm kind of wondering whether they've tampered with something outside their door. And, you know, sometimes they're not trick-or-treated at all. Sometimes they're out for mischief. And, yeah, it's not always children. So we're not going to blame the children. I don't think I am. Okay. Kind of strange, this one. We hope and wait, but we'll see what Okay, we've played a piece of music there in the hope that Kelly would return to us. And I'm pretty sure Kelly said there that as she left to answer the door that she would be back. I'm pretty sure I heard her say that. Obviously, if that wasn't said, then you know, I need to re-listen to the show, because I'm not sure what was said actually, but you should say. I was almost certain that's what Kelly said, and I do apologise if I misheard it, but there was no plan to end the show early unless we didn't have callers, and of course we have callers, so I'm kind of looking at a studio without Kelly at the moment that went to enter the door to trick or treat us, and something's happened there by the look of it. I don't know what, but all I can see is that Kelly has no internet, so whatever that's happened there doesn't look as though it was trick-or-treaters knocking the door. It really can't say, but kind of strange, that one. Kind of strange. So unfortunately, unless Kelly gets back to me, there's nothing I can do. I'm not seeing no message or anything at the moment, and it's looking very much like her internet has gone down. So, no message back. I've left a message, are you going to be calling back? And the last message that she said to me on air was that she was going to answer the door, and we'll put a piece of music on while that was happening, and of course that's what we did. So it's kind of strange. Okay. Well, unfortunately, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing I can do until Kelly comes back. So we'll continue with some music for a little while and see what happens. Well, I'm going to have to listen back to the show page player because I'm not certain of what was said by Kelly there. And I know the wife listening in the background here wasn't too sure of what was said. But it's almost 90% certain that it was said that Kelly was answering the door and she would be back. But that's what I appear to hear. As we've said, there is no signal response there on Facebook or anywhere else from Kelly there. So I don't know what's happened. So I can only apologise. Right. So anybody that has made a contribution, we will take note of your numbers. If you can call in early on Tuesday evening, perhaps, and then we can make sure that you go up to the top of the call queue. For this one, been like maybe 10 minutes or more now, and it doesn't look as though Kelly is going to return anytime soon. And I don't see a Facebook light coming on or anything, so there don't seem to be any internet connection there at all there at the minute. So kind of strange. I'm sure Kelly will explain herself on her page there on Facebook as to what happened, and I'm sure there'll be some sort of response there later in the day. But for now, it doesn't appear that those are going to make it back. So it's one of those things, isn't it? If it happens, I don't know. You go to your door, you never know who's going to be at your door these days. And obviously, it could be somebody taking advantage of the fact that it is Halloween. You see, you go to your door, you're thinking, okay, trick-or-treaters, you know, ringing the doorbell, knocking the door. And it happens, and it happens all over the world. It's a cruel, strange world that we're living in now. We sincerely hope and pray that nothing untoward has happened. You know, but as I say, you never know who you're opening the door to anymore. And I think it's been a little too long now for Kelly to make a return to us. It's been over 10 minutes, and you know, I don't think really, to be quite honest, it would take that long to reach a door. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to call this one in, I think, is the best thing we can do, because it doesn't look as though there's going to be any return from Kelly at the moment. So until Tuesday then is the next show there, ladies and gents. And once again, I must apologise. So I'm going to leave you with a piece of music here that's got nothing at all to do with Halloween, but it is kind of a good one. Has a lot of, okay, right, whatever. I can only apologize because I really don't know what's happened. And I'm sure Kelly will put up a post later in the day there. Thank you all for being here this evening. A very short talk here with only, I think, six people calling in all. And so we've had to finish it early because Kelly doesn't appear to be coming back. But do try Tuesday evening. We'll take a note of those that have put donations in. And if you can be here early on Tuesday evening, we'll make sure that we put you up at the top of the call there. Thank you all for being here. Well, once again, I must apologize there. That piece of music is the last piece of music for our show this evening, then. And thank you to all those that called in. Wendy, you're too late, unfortunately, because Kelly has lost connection, it would seem. Not able to return to us.